God came to me in a dream. I knew it was God, 'cause he had a long white beard and a pink striped tunic, and the word God was spelled out above him, and an arrow pointed at his head. Well, just now it occurs to me, he could be a dog, he could be a to-go, he could be a Godot, as in waiting for Godot. But no, 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 it's spelled God. The Kabbalah is for crazy people, not for me. And not, might I be so bold to say, not for God. Oh, and I imagine this as a, like a audience participation number. Because a couple or three times during the song, I'm going to say, hey, God. And then I want you guys to sing that twice right after it. So it'll be like, I said, hey, God.
Hey, God. Hey, God.
Right. Okay, it's coming up real quick, too. And I said, hey, God.
Hey, God. Hey, God.
How's it hanging, tough guy? He said, lower yourself before me. I laid down naked on the floor. He said, we're on the 14th floor. Can't you get a little lower? So I got in the elevator, rode to the basement, and I laid down naked on the floor. It was cold and it was crawly. But he said, lower yourself before me. I said, I lie naked in the basement floor. He said, we're at 3,000 feet here. So I went to the airport, hopped a flight to Phoenix, which wasn't hard to do, because every plane flies to Phoenix. Even if you're flying from, say, New York to Boston, you gotta go to Phoenix. And when I got to Phoenix, I rented me a car from Budget Rent-A-Car, because Hertz and Avis and the others wouldn't rent to me in my nakedness. And I rode out to Death Valley, and I laid down naked on the floor. And I said, hey, God.
Hey, God. Hey, God.
How's it hanging, tough guy? He said, the age of specialization is over. I said, excuse me? He said, the age of specialization is over. I said, excuse me, God. I thought that's what you said. But you sound like a Time Magazine editorial. If I go back to the others and say, I just talked to God, and the 11th commandment includes the word specialization, we're sunk. And he said, what do you mean, 11th commandment? There are only 8, right? I said, 10, God, 10. You gave Moses 10 commandments. He said, excuse me, I ought to know. I only gave him 8. I said, well, I guess he added 2 more on his own. And God seized, and thunder and lightning crashed the heavens, and God said, at least I hope he didn't change the ones I gave him. Like the one about the moose? I said, the one about the moose? He said, yeah, you know, thou shalt not be mean to a moose. And I said, oh yeah, of course, commandment 6 about the moose. And I thought, now there's a chutzpah. I'm here lying to the Lord. But I thought, well, yeah, whatever, you know, no one's perfect. And besides, I don't need that lightning jazz while I'm naked in the desert. See how that works? So I said, no more specialization, eh? He said, yes, that's right. Everybody can drive, and everyone can cook, and everyone can paint, and everyone can sing, and everyone can dance, and everyone can love. I said, whoa, hold on there, buddy. Sounds like a nation of dilettantes you want. He said, that is correct. Everybody should do everything. I shrugged my shoulders and said, okay, I'll tell him. But he tapped me on the shoulder and said, one more thing. And I said, yeah, what is it? And he made me stand up. He gave me some underwear. And he whispered in my ear, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And I said, hey, God.
Hey, God.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you in a bit.